This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Harris County residents had an opportunity to voice their opinions about a controversial plan to use eminent domain to take about 9 acres of Herman Park land for the expansion of Bentaub Hospital. About 30 people lined up to ask questions, many in opposition to the plan. Some raised questions about how the hospital expansion will continue building on an existing floodplain. Tamara Bell, a local super neighborhood president, was one of those opposing voices.
Because this will never come back. We will flood. The medical center will not flood because they have walls all around it that they put in back in 2003 after Allison. So this is a fact to telling the public, you don't give a damn.
A final vote on the plan will take place in March. Following several months of delay, Harris County commissioners have appointed an interim county attorney. Deputy County Attorney Jonathan Frombon was selected on Thursday to serve as the county's interim chief legal advisor.
I see the county attorney's job as being a practical partner to this court, helping you understand the legal landscape, finding solutions to legal problems, raising issues when we need to, and staying out of the way when we don't.
His appointment comes after former county attorney Christian Menefee announced his run for Houston's 18th congressional district seat. Governor Greg Abbott will be in Houston today, standing alongside the Houston Police Officers Union, which recently endorsed Abbott for re-election. In a statement, Union President Doug Griffith said that Abbott has, quote, consistently demonstrated his commitment to the men and women who serve on the front lines of public safety. Abbott will be with union representatives this afternoon around 1 o'clock, along with leadership from other law enforcement agencies around the state. Federal researchers are asking for help in the search for their so far spotter buoy named Bob. Researchers say Bob is floating away from East Flower Garden Bank, which is located in the Gulf, just 119 miles from the Texas-Louisiana border. The Flower Garden Bank's National Marine Sanctuary uses the buoy to monitor wave height, wind speed data, and temperatures. It's 76 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus, mostly cloudy today with highs near 80. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.